This is Leanna Broome on Oyster Mouth Radio with Healing by Nature. Hello, this is Leanna. Today's programme is about healthy is the new slim. So I'm talking about different diets up to modern day. Now, I truly believe that eating healthy is the way to have a slim body. True, sometimes people do not always eat healthy, but can still be slim. Either they're not healthy or it is only temporary. And most of us don't go on diets like people did in the past, but rather we adopt a more healthier or a certain way of eating. Today we'll be delving into these different ideas and exploring them a little. The truth is, there is no one size fits all. So we have to find the one that resonates and suits us. It's not just about what we're eating, though it is an enormously important aspect. It's also about how we cook it, when we eat it, and similar. It's about lifestyle and as well as physical activity and your mindset. So go for that, being sponsored for a great physical feat or becoming vegan. Whatever floats your boat, go for it. Give it a go. It's been found that most people who have been on diets put the weight back on, as most diets cannot be sustained. And a lot of people put the weight back on and even more weight within 3 years. Diets can be associated with self-punishment and deprivation, not to mention the pain of hunger and social isolation. Counting calories can leave a person with an unhealthy relationship with food because of the obsessive nature of this practice. It means that you cannot listen to your body or even be spontaneous. We all know that some days we may be hungry, and it's all to do with how active we've been, or the weather, or emotions, and even a woman's monthly cycle. So let's have a look at a summary of how the whole weight loss journey evolved from the different diets to modern day. I mean, obviously calorie restriction does work. Look at how skinny people were during the wars. They had no choice, of course, and perhaps not having temptation helped them to come to terms with this. The 40s was influenced by World War II, so there was rationing. Then in the 50s, there was the cabbage soup diet, very healing for the digestion for a short time and good for weight loss. But when you return to normal eating, the weight can pile back on. Not to mention, you may have a bad relationship with that wonderful veg cabbage forever after that. Let's compare the two big ones, Weight Watchers, which hails from America, and Slimming World UK. Weight Watchers, the calorie-obsessed behemoth of the dieting world, began in the early 60s by a housewife in New York who got a group of friends together to inspire each other to lose and maintain their weight. Then it went on to greater things. It's based on the SMART point system, giving a value to foods and drinks based on protein, carbs, fats, and fibre content, with no limitation on the amount of fruit and veg, and an individual exercise plan that can be made available. The meetings are weekly, and you can get a confidential weigh-in if you feel more comfortable. Lots of support and motivation are available. It is currently number 5 on the best diet list to lose weight successfully. The British counterpart is Slimming World, of course, and that sprung up in the late 60s here in the UK, and for all its sins, it's pretty good for helping people lose weight, especially guys, I've heard. Slimming World encourages you to swap high-fat foods for low-fat foods that are naturally filling. The food to eat in extreme moderation are called sins and must be controlled. You choose your food from a list of low-fat foods they call free foods, such as fruit, vegetables, pasta, potatoes, rice, lean meat, fish and eggs, which you can eat in unlimited amounts. There's no calorie counting, no foods are banned, and you're still allowed the occasional treat. You can get support from fellow slimmers at weekly group meetings and follow an exercise plan to become gradually more active. Both Weight Watchers and Slimming World aim to lose between 1 to 2 pounds a week. I have to say, both seem to yield really good results. Also in the 60s, the Atkins diet was created by Robert Atkins, cardiologist. Later on, the Dukan diet was devised by Dr. Pierre Dukan, which has four phases. After more than 20 years of research, Pierre Dukan published his findings in 2000 in his book, Je ne sais pas maigrir, I don't know how to get slimmer, which became a bestseller. Atkins, which is high fat and protein and low carbs, may cause some stress on the kidneys and often cause halitosis. It's become the new Atkins diet now. The Dukan has some similarities with the Atkins diet, with the most important exception of it focusing on low-fat protein and non-fat dairy, which Pierre says is great for the heart, or is it, considering what we know now about omega-3s to help arterial health and the butter versus margarine debate, rotating a cool 180. And then there was the various slimming powder drinks to replace meals, which have been going now for many years. In the 70s, the Scarsdale diet combined high protein with low fat, low carb and calorie counting. And then there was the F plan in 1980s, when it declared that fat made you fat. Also in the 80s, the low GI diet was presented, low glycemic index foods within an eating plan to reduce blood sugar levels. It's apparent that most lose weight and get their diabetes type 2 under control and can prevent more serious disease in the body. Many of us have an idea how this works. You choose foods according to how it affects blood sugar levels. Foods that are more slowly digested and absorbed to keep blood sugar levels more constant are more beneficial. There are a number of factors affecting the glycemic index of food. The type of sugar and structure of the starch, the prep and the cooking, and fruit that's not too ripe. Other diets followed, such as eat right for your blood type, which can be complex. And okay, what if you're a type O and your beloved is type A or B? Often the kids can inherit one blood group or another from both their parents, so you could have quite a few eating plans going on there in the same house, which is not really practical. I'm sure the concept's worth looking at, though. It's worth mentioning paleo. If a caveman didn't eat it, neither should you. So you can eat anything you could hunt for or gather way back in the day. So foods like meats, fish, nuts, leafy greens, regional veggies and seeds, foods that are carb-rich, such as pasta, cereal and sugar foods, must be excluded without exception for this to work. How about the scientific approach? Dr. Blewett from the Metabolic Research Laboratories at the University of Cambridge says, the body works like a thermostat and couples the amount of calories we burn to the amount of calories we eat. So to add injustice to suffering, the less we eat, the less fat we burn, he says. And then there's the anti-inflammatory diet that's been popular with its thermogenic and metabolism-boosting foods like ginger, salmon and nuts, and turmeric and black pepper. There's lots of information available to support the effects of matcha tea. Japanese is a green tea powder. Japanese matcha tea is wonderful. And you know, it unlocks the fat cells. And rhubarb, which is said to regulate fat storage hormones. Oolong tea to boost metabolism. White tea, which is a great pick-me-up. Wheat grass juices to detox. And baby spinach, kale in juices with fresh root ginger, cucumber, fresh pineapple and beetroot, celery and coconut water. Regular juicing of various but similar ingredients can get rid of belly fat in particular and are amazingly anti-inflammatory. There are two great companies that deliver organic salad and veg and fruit boxes this year all over Wales. Riverford Organic Farmers, they're called, and they're in Devonshire. You can buy other products such as dairy, meat and staples, and they have their own River Food recipe channel on YouTube. And they supply recipes to help inspire you and make delicious meals with their products. You should Google them. They look amazing. Watson and Pratt is a company in Lampeter doing similar, and I've heard good reports about them too. They're both entitled to use the Soil Association organic symbol. I like to buy local and seasonal. You can't beat it. And I love to buy from the farm shop in Merton and our local post office and in Mumbles. The choice is yours. And I love olives and oils too. Okay, so let's fast forward to the healthy eating plans that are popular now. Well, number one in 2019, both in the UK and the USA, is the Mediterranean diet. Now, the Mediterranean diet is Southern European and more specifically focuses on the nutritional habits of the people of Crete, Greece, Southern Italy, and nowadays Spain, Southern France and Portugal are also included. Even though Portugal is not on the Med, it's still included. The emphasis is on lots of plant foods, fresh fruits as dessert, beans, nuts, whole grains, seeds, olive oil, olives, seafood, fish and poultry as the main source of dietary fats, cheese and yogurts as the main dairy foods. And the diet also includes approximately 4 eggs per week, small amounts of red meat and low to moderate amounts of red wine. So about a third of the Mediterranean diet consists of fat with a small amount of saturated fat. There's much up-to-date and reliable research to support the fact that it can improve your quality of life and can lower the risk of disease. And Dr. Michael Mosley wrote a book called The Mediterranean 5-2 Diet, combining the two concepts. Now, Dr. Michael Mosley's book published an improved version of the Mediterranean 5-2 diet. It can cut the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and even depression. And the 5-2 diet is the most popular form of fasting. This involves eating for 5 days and fasting for 2 days. Around about 800 calories. You can space the days out too. Now, although the intake has increased these days, as many people were becoming irate with the lack of sustenance, some people have found that it helps get rid of stubborn fat, control insulin levels, and improves willpower to diet, as it only lasts a day at a time. Research and observation has found that intermittent fasting and fat loss occurs once you've been fasting for longer than 12 hours, and your body's able to access the fat stores that you can't shift with your regular way of eating. This seems to work for lots of people, and I've been told it keeps their weight nice and neat, just where they want it to be. One study has shown that intermittent fasting seems to produce similar weight loss in comparison to daily calorie restriction, and it might actually be superior in preserving lean muscle mass, and it looks promising. Dr. Michael Mosley has written books about this, and he was the scientist behind the research, and his wife Claire has written an excellent cookbook to accompany it. He combines it with high intensity interval training, HIIT training, or burst exercise, another name for it. He advocates short bursts of highly intense exercise just for a few minutes 3 days a week to raise the basal metabolic rate. And then there's the DASH diet. It's another on the list for desirable diets for 2019. It has an enormous amount of scientific research to back up its claims of keeping hypertension at bay. It's called DASH, which stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. It puts an emphasis on eating foods that are thought to fend off high blood pressure, but can help with healthy weight loss also. And as we know, carrying weight can be detrimental to heart disease. This diet is a long-term commitment, however. Foods rich in protein, fibre, potassium, magnesium and calcium, like fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, lean protein and low-fat dairy are advocated. It's advised to limit saturated fat intake, including full-fat dairy and fatty meats, red meat, salt, tropical oils such as coconut and palm oils, and sugary foods and drinks. And third on the list is the flexitarian, and it's combining the two terms, flexible and vegetarian. The dietitian Dawn Jackson-Blattner has written a book called The Flexitarian Diet. She said it's the mostly vegetarian way to lose weight, to be healthier, prevent disease and add years to your life. In America, it ranks high on the list for being nutritionally complete, easy to follow and providing long-term weight loss as well as heart health benefits. The author says that people do not have to have a totally meatless diet to be healthy, as they can have meat should they hanker for it. So it's an excellent diet for weight management and improves overall health. And next is the MIND diet. The MIND diet is a combination of two eating plans which have been proven to benefit heart health. It's the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet. MIND, stands for Mediterranean Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay. Now, the MIND diet was developed specifically for brain health. In fact, one study found the diet may reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease by as much as 53%. Even following it moderately well reduces the risk of Alzheimer's by about a third. Researchers found this. In fourth place, also this year, has been the Weight Watchers diet that I spoke about earlier. The creators of MIND advocate the following dietary advice. Green leafy veg at least once a day. It's best to choose non-starchy vegetables because they have a lot of nutrients with a low number of calories. And then, of course, berries full of antioxidants and blueberries, raspberries, strawberries and thing. Nuts, try to get 5 servings of nuts or more a week. Make sure you vary them. And olive oil, use olive oil as your main cooking oil. Also make sure it's cold-pressed virgin. I'll add coconut to that, and you can use olive oil on salads. Whole grains, choose ancient wheats and grains, specifically quinoa, spelt, oats, buckwheat, and others that you like, and always organic. Fish, eat fish at least once a week. It's best to choose oily fish like salmon, sardines, trout, tuna, and mackerel for the high amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. Beans, include beans at least 4 meals every week. This includes all beans, lentils and soybeans. And choose chicken or turkey at least twice a week. And wine, aim for no more than 1 glass daily. Both red and white may benefit the brain. However, much research has focused on the red wine compound resveratrol, which may help protect against Alzheimer's disease. And then, of course, there's the vegan diet. It's very popular at the moment. Being a vegan is more of a way of life and a philosophy than a diet. They do not care to eat anything that is animal-based, including eggs, dairy and honey. Now, vegans do not embrace veganism just for health reasons, but also for environmental, ethical and compassionate reasons. They believe, quite rightly, that modern farming methods are extremely bad for the environment and are destroying the microbiome of the soil. And long term, it is very destructive. They believe that if people ate plant-based, more food could be produced and we would all be healthier. Vegan food is very tasty and imaginative. Deliciously Ella has written some wonderful cookbooks with some very tasty recipes. Remember to only eat foods your body recognises, as some vegan food can be processed, so keep away from that. A variant of veganism could be raw foodism. It involves consuming foods and drinks that are not processed and are completely plant-based and ideally organic. Raw foodists aim to include 3/4 of their food intake raw. A significant number are also vegans and they do not eat or drink anything that is animal-based. Of course, vegetarians include dairy and eggs in their diet, just cutting out meat and fish. Eating less fat helps some people to keep their weight in place. Bear in mind, though, that vitamin B6, which is mainly obtainable in meat, and may need to be taken in the form of spirulina. And there are various types of vegetarians, and each person must decide for themselves what suits them. Vegetarians, on the whole, are very healthy and have bags of energy similar to vegans. There's also the flexitarian diet I spoke about earlier for people who weave in and out of being vegetarian. They occasionally eat meat, and a pescatarian who weaves in and out and only eats fish occasionally. The ketogenic diet, not so popular in the ratings now, was originally designed for use in children to help control epileptic seizures. It's now been amended more for fat loss. There's no long-term research available, though. It's based on eating foods that force your body to safely enter a state of ketosis, which means using fat for energy rather than sugar. Around 70 to 75% of your diet should be made up of fat. Healthier options could be fish, avocado, nuts, nut butters, egg yolks, olives, and around 20% protein. Then you have to limit carbohydrates to approximately 5 to 10%, and you should obtain them from non-starchy veg. Followers of the keto diet claim that it suppresses appetite too. It can also make you feel extremely fatigued because of the lack of carbs, though the upside is your body adapts after a few weeks. And what if you want to meet your girlfriends for a coffee and a cake? It'll have to be a herbal tea and a chicken and salad or similar. It may be wise to take a multivitamin on this diet. A great book to read is Fat for Fuel by Dr. Joseph Mercola. And another good book to read for healthy eating is called Using Food as Medicine with Dr. Mark Hyman. Lastly, there's the volumetrics diet, which is high on the list for losing weight, as is the Weight Watchers diet. Eat plenty of food, as much as you're eating, or even more, now, and still shed pounds. Seems like an unlikely weight loss plan, right? Luckily, it's not too good to be true. Developed by Barbara Rolls, PhD, Professor of Nutritional Sciences and Obesity Researcher, the volumetrics diet is highly researched, and nutrition experts say it's safe, effective, and sustainable in the long run. Its primary focus is filling up on foods that are naturally low in calories and high in fiber or water. Think fruits, veggies, soups. Since carbohydrates and proteins both provide 4 calories per gram and fat provides 9 calories per gram, you can eat more carbs and proteins without the excess calories. Apparently, people following the volumetrics diet can expect to lose up to 2 pounds a week. On the volumetrics diet, food is divided into 4 groups. Your goal, eat mostly foods in groups 1 and 2. Be mindful of portion sizes of foods in group 3 and minimize choices of foods from group 4. And nothing is completely off limit. I feel strongly that we should approach weight loss in a more logical way, a way that can be sustained and manageable as well as a joy to life. Otherwise, we'd be bound to give up. And my diet's called Healthy as the New Slim. My take on all the dietary and weight loss advice is that if you eat healthy and eat foods that your body recognizes, you can't go wrong. Avoid processed foods at all cost. They're not good for you, and because they are lacking in nutrition, you need to keep eating. And as they confuse the hunger satiety hormones, and your hunger center will not get the alerts to tell the body that you've had enough, you could just keep on eating much more than you require. Just eat healthy food and your body will know it's had enough. Drink plenty of clean filtered water and get lots of exercise. I like to drink coconut water in moderate amounts also. Weight loss is shrouded somewhat in mystery these days, especially a bit hit and miss, and for older people it can become increasingly difficult. All the different factors are very logical and should be considered. So all science is pointing towards personalization. One size definitely does not fit all. Other diets concentrate on excluding dairy and or wheat. And there's nothing wrong with this, except it does not get to the cause, which is often the microbiome not being balanced. You may remember in my first program, I told you that 80% of your immune system is in the wall of our small intestine. And if your digestion is not right, leaky gut and immune problems could occur. What is this to do with weight gain? Well, sometimes if your gut is not well, you can gain weight, and bloating and sugar cravings are the usual characteristics. Energy could be down and you could eat more and eat foods that are not good for you. And the focus is on healthy relationship to food rather than self-denial. Having a healthy microbiome is well documented for helping to regulate the process of controlling body fat and energy levels. Most of us should periodically take a probiotic every morning and include fermented foods such as sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir, kombucha and apple cider vinegar to repopulate the gut and to alkaline it. It's more beneficial to eat and drink more alkaline-forming foods and drink similar in drinks, including more veg, salads and fruits, to 20 to 30% of proteins such as nuts, good dairy, fish, meat and similar. But it still has to be organic, free-range and healthy. Aim to lose about 2 pounds a week for the most healthy weight loss. Good to bear in mind the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. The Dirty Dozen are the foods that contain the most pesticides. They're also within the product too. So these are the Dirty Dozen, which are most pesticide laden. Strawberries, spinach, nectarines, apples, peaches, pears, cherries, grapes, plums and salads, tomatoes, celery and potatoes. So in these products, buy organic. And just for obvious reasons, avoid buying that just the ordinary ones, get the organic. Paradoxically, that's the Clean 15. Avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, cabbage, onions, frozen sweet peas, papayas, asparagus, mangoes, eggplant, honeydew, melon, kiwi, cantaloupe, melons, cauliflower and broccoli. And if you're finding it difficult affording all organic, the Clean 15 can be purchased non-organic. Wash your vegetables, fruit and salad in a bowl of filtered water and half a cup of white vinegar or a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda to get rid of pesticides, and soak for 15 to 20 minutes to minimize pesticides and bacteria, and then wash again in fresh filtered water. You need to eat lots of fresh products to alkaline the body. I do this all at once rather than washing them individually. Avoid genetically modified food always. Last thought of the day is an ancient Ayurvedic proverb. If a diet is wrong, the medicine is of no use. If a diet is correct, medicine is of no need. Of course, being in 2019 and not in ancient times, herbs and natural medicines are excellent to troubleshoot until wellness is achieved. Patient and practitioner are partners in a common goal to get you back on track and enjoy the best health you can.
You have been listening to Leanna Broome's Healing by Nature on Oyster Mouth Radio. For more information, please email Leanna on info@leannabroome.co.uk. Find her website at www.leannabroome.co.uk. Her Facebook page is Leanna Broome Medical Herbalist.